Heavenly Father, as we open your word together this morning, we ask your Holy Spirit just to descend upon us. We pray that you would capture our every thought and the deepest intent of our hearts to the person of Jesus Christ present with us today, inviting us to draw close to your heart, because you love us with an everlasting love and you know every need that we have. We commit that to you and ask for your anointing on your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text today is found in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. Let's read it together. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, your first thought this morning is this. You're thinking this is the fastest run through the book of James we've ever seen, because we're only at verse 12 in chapter 1 in our series that we started a number of weeks ago. But we've jumped ahead to James 5 in response to a request for an anointing service, as we do. James chapter 5, verse 14, the last verse, the bottom verse that you see up there, is the faith response of the believer. Faith is simply taking God at his word, and God responds to the prayer of faith of his children. He's a miracle-working God.
Amen.
Right on. He always has been, and he always will be. And when we anoint with oil and pray for those in special need, it is not a faith healing or a healing service. Those are misnomers. This is simply the faith response of the child of God in accordance to the instructions of Scripture. I want to take some moments and just teach about what this is about. And then, of course, we will be having a time of anointing and prayer, as we do from time to time upon request. So to our guests here today, I want to say you're here by divine appointment. This is the day the Lord ordered. I don't know why you're here, except you're here to help celebrate a birthday. But I want you to know that if you have a need and you want to come forward when the time is appropriate, you are welcome to do that. All who are here are welcome. But God may have brought you here just to be in special prayer for someone who does come forward as well. Here's my question. Does God answer every prayer for healing by a miraculous intervention? No. No. But I submit to you, he does work in every situation. There are times when God affects a supernatural healing. Some of you here have felt his touch and you've experienced his healing, whether it was healing in a physical sense or whether it was healing in a spiritual sense, where you were at in your journey and you just needed that special touch from God. The reason why God intervenes in a miraculous way for some and not for others physically is part of his mysterious ways, but he does call us to respond in faith when we're sick, and not just then, but in all of the difficulties that we may face, whether it's illness or otherwise. That's the response that God asks of us. Faith in his ability. In his ability to intervene and to bring about healing, if that is his will. But then, to trust. To trust in his purposes for us and what he can accomplish through us. And we know, Romans 8:28, let's say it together. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So the admonition in James here is very straightforward. It is a call for prayer with the anointing of oil. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the church. Now, as you look at that verse, I have highlighted two words, prayer and anoint. Those are the two activities. Prayer is the verb, okay, and the primary action. That's the first and most important thing. The word anoint there is a participle, and that means the secondary action. It's part of what we do. So let me just explain anointing with oil. Oil in the New Testament was considered an essential medicine, and people carried oil everywhere with them in case it was needed. It was part of a first aid kit, if you will. And the word that James uses here, anoint, means literally to apply or to rub. Okay? So in the New Testament day, doctors were not that common, and the elders of the church were often called upon to apply or to rub the sick with oil. And in the Middle East, this is still practiced. Okay? And oil has, the right kind of oil, has great medicinal value. The practical understanding here then of this passage is that the application of oil is for us the symbol of the application of medicine, whether it be an antibiotic or whether it be surgery or whatever the necessary therapy may be. God may set that aside, but he also may not. Okay, so we pray and we anoint. There is absolutely no suggestion here in James that the prayer of faith and the anointing of oil is to the exclusion of seeking medical help. The anointing of oil is not to the exclusion of seeking medical help, quite to the contrary. The anointing with oil meant the application of medicine, and then to us then, the anointing is symbolic of that, and it's part of our faith response to the Lord. So we're calling on God in faith. At the same time, we apply the medicine and follow the doctor's orders unless the Lord intervenes. The prayer of faith, verse 15. Let's read it together. And the prayer of faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. Sounds like a promise, doesn't it? It is a promise. And it's a promise that God keeps. The statement here is that in response to the prayer of faith, that God will raise the person up. Now, that healing may happen through medicine. There are many times in my visits in the hospital that I will pray that God will make the treatments effective in the life of the patient. There are also times when God chooses to intervene and that he heals with a miracle. Miracles happen. We've been down this road. Do miracles happen? Of course they do. Of course they do. And God asks us to pray in faith, believing that he can and that sometimes he will. To believe otherwise is to reject not only the clear teaching of Scripture, but to reject reality and to reject the countless testimonies of God's direct and miraculous interventions. And I'm sure if we stopped right here and asked for stories, there would be so many stories coming, you'd miss your lunch. Of cases where you know that God effected a divine healing. What we need to remember is that all healing on this earth is temporary, and we will only be perfectly whole when we get to heaven. So the question remains then, does God always bring healing? The real answer is yes. It may just not be by our definition. The healing may be of the body, but it very likely will be of the soul, the heart, our relationship with him, and the knowledge of his close presence and his help. He may or may not choose to cause a physical healing, but he can. And even if he doesn't cause a physical healing, he is certainly at work to bring healing inside, emotionally and spiritually. So those who would suggest that if God doesn't intervene in a miraculous way in response to the prayer of faith, it's because of a lack of faith on our part. That is not true. That is not true at all. and that is to fly in the face of the whole counsel of Scripture and the testimony of countless saints down through the centuries who suffered physically, some for years, but who God used to his glory as they discovered along with the Apostle Paul that his grace was sufficient. His grace was sufficient. Real faith is trusting God regardless. Amen? That's real faith. And, you know, as I thought about this, there's a song I've requested. I believe it's coming up next week. But I want to give you a heads up. It's a song that was part of my youth that when I think of times like this, I remember Andre Crouch's song. You may recall it. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains, he writes. And I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I would know that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God can do. That's what this is about. See, we have no idea what God can accomplish in us as well as through us when we submit to his sovereignty in our lives and allow him to be God. We have no idea how God can use our situation to challenge and minister to others. We have no idea of the ones who might come up to us in heaven someday and say, you know, I'm here because I saw how you trusted God when you walked through that dark valley in your life. That's why I'm here. Go like this. Wow. You know? It's in the valley, folks, where we're tested and proven. So the prayer of faith, then, is a belief, a firm belief in the ability of God. And it is also a faith and trust commitment of the child of God to the purposes of God in our lives with every situation that we face. The prayer of faith, then, is a prayer that says, as Sue sang for us last week, thy will be done. A faith that rests in his goodness. A faith that says, I know you're good, but sometimes I gotta stop and remember that you are God and I am not. Right? That's faith. So understand, then, that in response to the prayer of faith, God may rescue us from our troubles and bring the trouble to an end, stilling the storm, if you want to use that metaphor. And he will say, peace be still to the storm, and intervene in a miraculous way. That's a miraculous healing. Or he may rescue us in our troubles and see us safely through even while the storm or the difficulty continues to be a part of our lives. But in that storm and in that trial, he says to his child, peace be still. Peace be still. And you sense his presence and help bringing you through it. And he grants the courage and comfort needed to safely ride out the storm. That's the inner healing of heart. That's peace. And you know what? That is every bit equal to any miracle of physical intervention and physical healing. Amen? It is. So he may rescue us from, he may rescue us in, and he may rescue us out of our troubles. And simply say, you know what? You fought the fight long enough. Come on home where it's safe. You know? That's what God did with Ed Swales. But in the meantime, in those weeks time where the cancer raged and Ed's strength was ebbing. God gave him a profound peace. He said, I'm at peace. And I knew he was. Because God says, peace be still within our heart. And he was. As he waited for his upper taker, right? It's not an undertaker for a Christian. It's an upper taker. Amen? I learned that from Pastor Penny when I was about that tall. He's our upper taker. And Ed anticipated what it would be when he saw Jesus face to face. Well, he has. And he's with Jesus right now. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day. Finish it with me. Glorious day that will be. We can't even begin to imagine. I try to imagine sometimes what it would be like in that moment when I lay my eyes on Jesus' face for the first time. Think about it. Think about what that would be like. When you think about that, the storms of life here don't mean much. When the storms of life assail us, sometimes Jesus stills the storm and brings a supernatural healing. Other times, while a storm rages, he stills his child and brings a healing and health within. Be still and know that I am God, the scripture says. And he sees us safely through in spite of trouble. And you know what? That's a miracle too. Amen? See, God will always respond. That's why I say God always responds to the prayer of faith. And he will always respond to the prayer of faith and will be at work according to his will. Our responsibility, and that's what we're doing this morning, is to respond as the scriptures tell us to. We pray with faith in God and we anoint with oil as symbolic of medicine and doing our part. And then we rest in the goodness and sovereignty of God. That is faith. As I said earlier, the invitation is open to all. I'm going to invite the deacons if they will just make their way to the front right now over on this side. We may have one come, we may have a dozen come, we may have 50 come, we may have everybody come. In which case, lunch is in question. But that's okay, this is a way more important, just down on the front, just over on this side. And as you come, the congregation will be singing, okay? There will be songs up there, would you just sing along? Maybe you want to pray along. If there's someone that comes up and you're connected to them in a way and you just want to reach out your hand like that to be part of whatever God hears is going on here. And to add your amen to that, please do. But for those who come, we will anoint you in the name of Jesus. The deacons and I will lay our hands on you and we will pray for you. And we will leave the rest with God and his infinite care for you. When you come, you may want to tell me what to pray for, or you can simply leave it to God to lead me as he wills in praying for you, because God knows. Sometimes the need in a person's heart is so deep and so private that they don't even want to whisper it. But rest assured, God knows. God knows. All you have to do is look me in the eye. And just tell me with your eye that God knows. And I will pray as God should lead me. There are those who are listening in by way of the internet. And I just want to assure you good folk on the internet that you're every bit as much a part of this as those who are physically present. And if you were physically present here this morning and you would want to come to the front, would you just envision that you are doing that? God knows your need, and rest assured, Jesus is praying for you. Even though you're not physically present, you can be a part of this and reach out with a prayer of faith. I'm going to invite you just to start singing, and those who wish to come, just come. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you.